Wake up.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
This is very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Hey, good morning. Friday. You made it. Yay. Nobody?
We did it.
Yay, nobody
did it.
Are we all that tired? Is that what's happening right now?
Come on. We need this.
We do need this. You deserve this. Stop it, TJ. Hey, it's going to be an exciting day. Justin Bieber tickets, 8:30. We got a Ghosted replay at 7:30. And we got Jax going home to see her family.
Oh, boy.
Introducing her girlfriend to the fam.
Fiance now.
Oh, yeah, fiance.
Hello.
Fiance.
Skipped a step. I'm trying to get used to saying it, so.
Yeah.
You should start calling her your ex-girlfriend.
Why?
She's your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah,
she's your fiance.
So.
Oh,
that's
my
true.
God, I like that, TJ.
That's true.
She'll love that. She'll find it very funny.
So we already know what Jax is up to. TJ, what's going on with you?
Two-thirds of guys think they're healthier than the average man. Look at that, Jax. You're working with two incredibly healthy boys right here.
Healthy guy.
A man study. All right.
Hard enough of them. Hey, producer Leah, what's going on with you?
So my sister and my boyfriend went out for breakfast yesterday, and I was there too. We had a great time, and they bonded. But they bonded over, like, my mistakes and things, my faults.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's been a short dinner.
That's cute. Yeah. Hey. Oh, thank you, TJ.
It's charming
nice
TJ over here.
I know.
Hey, so I'm assuming you did not like that bit of
No, I tried to change the subject many times, okay. And then they just went right back to
making fun of me. It's kind of the worst that it happens. But are you the person that everybody makes fun of? Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Because I take it in stride, but then I cry at home.
Relatable.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah. So, as we mentioned, Jax is going home. So here's what I want to do. Because her fiance has never met her family. I want a full itinerary and a couple songs. I want to know what you guys are planning to do.
Okay.
Very, very excited for you. And Jax isn't going to be here Monday, so we're not even going to find out until Tuesday how it all went.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Imagine you're dating somebody, you get engaged, and then you meet their family. That's intimidating. And that is what Michelle, Jax's fiance, is about to go through.
Yeah, you know, with the pandemic, we haven't had a chance really to go home properly to Nova Scotia. So right after the show, we're heading to Pearson.
Okay. Right. Now, first off, I want you to know that Jax kicked off the vacation in style by not checking in early enough. So her and Michelle will not be sitting together on the flight. Yeah. Michelle will be fine with that.
Yeah, she'll be chilling. She'll listen to her music, her bops.
Yeah. And you?
I'll be lonely.
Trying to talk to all the people around you?
Oh, I'll make friends just to show her.
Oh, I bet you will.
Yeah, I will.
So what's the itinerary for this weekend? I'm really excited to hear this.
I'm really pumped. So tonight we're sleeping over at my aunt Linda and Terry's.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going over to Linda and Terry's. Gonna have dinner with them. And then tomorrow, checking in, we got like an Airbnb by the ocean. So in Cow Bay, Nova Scotia, we're going to go to...
Sounds lovely.
I know. It's actually gorgeous, right by Rainbow Haven Beach. Happy Pride.
Who named these places?
It's a mythical place.
It is. It is. So we're going to head there. And then tomorrow afternoon, Michelle's going to meet my mother.
Oh, man.
Colette.
Godspeed.
Yeah,
okay, now who's more nervous, your mother or Michelle?
Oh, Michelle.
Really?
Colette doesn't care. Yeah. Well, not like doesn't care about her, but like Colette doesn't care about anybody. Like she's saucy.
Okay.
So they're gonna get along really, really well. Hopefully. And then we're having dinner at Salty's on the waterfront with my whole family.
What's Salty's?
Salty's is like it's an upscale seafood place.
And it's on a pier.
Yeah.
So you're actually like really surrounded beautiful. On three sides by
yeah.
water.
It's gorgeous.
It's that's cool.
It's gorgeous with my aunts and my brother and his wife. And then Sunday, going to go for a hike. And then I have dinner reservations at a place called The Bicycle Thief, which is a fancy restaurant.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
In Nova Scotia with Michelle. And then we're going to chill out on Monday. There's this just gorgeous place called John's Lunch. Where they serve fish and chips, and it's like renowned. So we're gonna go to John's.
Do you know John?
No, I don't know if anybody knows John.
Is his last name McDonald?
No, it's maybe.
It might be.
Or McLeod, but we're gonna head there on Monday.
Okay.
And have John's lunch.
And then you're coming. And then you're
then
coming
we're going back.
Yeah. So I'm surprised you didn't stay a little longer and do like Peggy's Cove or
Citadel Hill.
Michelle was, Citadel Hill. Yeah.
Well, you could do Citadel Hill. They can hike up Citadel Hill.
She'll be like, get out of here. No, Michelle has been to Nova Scotia. She has done Old Peggy's Cove before. So I just want to show her. Like, I want to take her. Like, we have brunch on Sunday, or Saturday at one of my favorite brunch spots. Like, I want to show her. A home person's view. You know what I mean? Like, my coffee places.
The local.
Where the best places are. Maybe go to the market.
Jax, we're lucky enough to do a show with you every morning. And every once in a while, specifically when you do traffic, we hear your Nova Scotian accent.
Yes.
Car, fire, etc. Is Michelle worried to see you go full-blown Nova Scotian for the next 3 to 4 days?
Does it come back?
Does it fully come back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think because Michelle has seen me, when I get really, really expressive or when I'm really tired, my accent comes out hard like that. So she's seen that. But I think she's, I think it's going to be interesting to see her around, for her to see me around my family talking. Because there's a different dialect when I'm with my family. You talk really fast and you talk like this, right? And especially with my aunts, Linda and Terry, we're going to get going tonight. Bye.
She's going to need subtitles.
Yeah, she is. But I think she's going to be entertained at least.
Now, how are you feeling about this?
I am really, really excited and feeling very raw and vulnerable.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge thing. Like, you're bringing somebody you love into your world, you know? And I just hope it goes well. And these are both really important parts of my life.
It'll go great. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
It will go great. And if it doesn't, I can't wait to hear about it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, I just want to let you know, it's Friday.
And I
got to ask you about something. Are you one of those people that gets bothered by grammar?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm about to get under your skin.
Okay.
Top mistakes that drive grammar nuts. Misplaced apostrophes is the first one.
I have an apostrophe in my last name, so I've grown up with apostrophes.
Oh, are you passionate about apostrophes?
Surrounded Very by passionate. Apostrophes.
Yeah.
Like writing the word it's with the apostrophe S, but you don't mean it is, because it's with the apostrophe S doesn't show ownership. It's it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Putting periods outside of quotation marks. What?
I didn't know that.
You didn't know the it's
what?
Thing?
No.
You didn't?
No.
No.
Wait,
so
what?
So usually apostrophes show ownership, right?
Yeah.
But on it's apostrophe, like it apostrophe S means it is.
Like when is the next word, you can generally just drop the I and N, the apostrophe.
Yeah, it's, but I, oh, okay, so there's not two different versions of
it. No, there is two versions of it's. There's ITS as well.
Let's circle back about this later.
Okay. Yeah, no, there is. I love that you don't know that. Putting periods outside quotation marks.
Yes, that, no.
Unless you're in the UK, they go inside, which I find hard because sometimes a sentence is like halfway through and then you know what I mean? And then then it's sort of like tails off and you have to do an ellipses instead.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's a quote and then it's a capital letter. It's very complicated.
Wait, so the period has to go inside the quotation?
Yes. All in,
is this a learning segment?
And so does question marks, exclamation points, all that stuff. Number three, too many commas. A lot of people use them for no rhyme or reason.
I'm a dash girl now. I've gone to dashes instead of commas, which make me feel more professional and efficient.
Before 30, you use a lot of commas. By about 30 is when you switch to dashes.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the rule.
Number four, using semicolons like commas.
Don't even know how to use a semicolon. I just guess.
You know what? I don't think I could tell you how to use a semicolon properly.
No. I thought this was going to be about like yours. Like
no.
The different kind of yours. These are really, really big grammar things.
These are like, I'm talking about grammar nuts. That's why I asked you guys, are you crazy about this?
Not this crazy.
People who, like if you do this on like a resume cover letter, you don't put two spaces after a period. Apparently that drives people crazy.
No, never. Just one.
Yeah, just one.
No, you're supposed to do two. People do not like it when you capitalize random words.
Yeah, the president did it for a couple of years.
What?
Trump used to do that all the time.
What he used to do?
He used to capitalize random words.
Well,
he's maybe a bad example. He did do a lot of things right, though.
Perhaps a bad example. And how about this? Too many exclamation points. If a single email has more than two, you're overdoing it.
Oh.
Even for an emphasis, you don't need more than two or three in a row.
Or a woman.
What do you mean?
Because women, as a woman, like there's jokes about this, we overuse exclamation marks excessively.
To seem friendly.
To seem friendly, to seem open, to seem warm, to seem kind in emails. You don't want to come off as too harsh or like too serious. So we soften things with exclamation marks. Like there's actual studies on it. Needing to seem more feminine, like docile, you put exclamation marks in it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really sad, but it's really true.
So they're saying don't.
Yeah.
Be strong and be confident in who you are.
Easier said than done, though. I'm trying to lean back on my exclamations, okay?
Oh, yeah? Just trying to back it off a little bit?
Just trying to back it off.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, so, catcalling. not something that's happened to TJ or I very much.
No, you know what?
We don't get catcalled.
Men don't catcall me.
Do they not?
No.
No. I could start if you like.
No, you know what? No, not that I'm like, please catcall me, but I don't look super feminine, and gross men don't usually come at me, so I have a lot of support and love for the women who do get catcalled.
100%.
That's awful.
And it is. And you know, yeah, the thing is, there's sort of in a... I don't know why it still happens. Like, I'm actually shocked it still happens. Mm-hmm. We had producers here that got catcalled. I remember I called the company, and the company was like, oh, my God, and they dealt with it immediately. Yep. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah,
But I remember I remember somebody saying to me, like, listen, I don't know what to say. That's the problem. Because it puts you in an awkward spot because you're just trying to go about your day and, like, what do you say? Mm-hmm. And I saw this on TikTok yesterday, and I thought this was kind of funny because there's a woman, she lives in New York, and she's like, I get catcalled all the time, and I hate it. Mm-hmm. I hate it. So what she apparently says now, and I thought this was awesome, is that when she gets catcalls, she goes up to the guys and she goes, oh, I'm sorry, I don't have any change.
Ah, I love it.
Oh, wow.
I love it.
That's pretty rough,
that's
right?
That's badass. Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought we should just pass that along. So if that happens to you, because it's summer and it's happening, then just, you know, throw it back a little bit.
Oh, I love that.
Do you, right?
That's incredible, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I actually really like that
try
a lot.
Try it out, TJ. Try.
Okay,
let
right.
me, so let
okay.
me catcall you
okay.
and then you
I'm
say
I'm in the
it
street.
To me.
Here okay. I come. All right. Okay. All right.
Hey, those legs go all the way up.
What?
Your cat calls are not very good.
That's weird.
All right,
man.
Here, let me try again.
All right.
Good elbows.
Hey, you got any change?
Oh, this changed my perspective.
Oh, sorry, I don't have any change for you. There you go.
Jax, you got to know the thing. You have to say, I'm sorry, I don't have any change.
I'm nervous. He's hot.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Looks like 4 more years of Doug. Doug Ford won a conservative majority government with the NDP being the official opposition and the Liberals in third. Elections are neat. That's my
his elections are
take.
Niche.
Yeah.
Thanks, TJ.
You're welcome. Hey, Brampton just launched a massive tourism campaign to get the world to visit. So, yay. It's the city's first council-approved plan to promote tourism, and they're calling it a guide to the development of Brampton as an emerging destination
amazing.
And cultural hotspot. Now, I was born and raised in Brampton.
You were?
So I could speak a little bit to the amazing hotspots within it. They put out a 30-second video of some stuff Brampton has to offer, and the absolute first thing that you see in the video is the Bramley City Center.
Of course!
And then after that, I honestly didn't recognize one spot in the video. There was a couple things here and there. You're like, hey, okay, that's a garden. what they should have done is showed McKay Pizza, and then everyone would have been happy. A Yeezus amusement park may be on the way. Apparently, Kanye's mascot Holdings Inc. company filed 17 new trademark applications based on his Yeezus names, and it would include things like NFTs and blockchain currencies, and also stores, games, sports, sporting equipment, clothing, bags, household items, and an amusement park.
Hmm.
A Kanye amusement park.
I don't mind that at all.
I'm
kind of into it.
I'm all right with it. Beige roller coasters everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's trending of TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
Thanks, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I just want to remind you that 99.9 Virgin Radio Stay K or Vacay contest at 7 a.m. starting Monday is very exciting. Now, here's what we want to know. You got a choice. Do you want $5,000 cash for the ultimate staycation, or do you want a once-in-a-lifetime trip, an experience to see Harry Styles in New York, and we'll set you up with everything, VIP.
Mm-mm-mm.
You just text win in your name to 999999 right now. You can do it right now, you can do it tomorrow, you can do whatever, but we're starting this on Monday. If you hear your name at 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 3 p.m., or 5 p.m., you're going to have 9 minutes to call us back, and if you call us back, you'll instantly win $250 and be on the standby list, and then you'll have to make the choice. And that's a tough choice. $5,000 to stay here, but then you're missing out on Harry Styles?
Yeah, I'm going to see Harry.
Yeah, I think I'm going to see Harry, too.
Yeah, I'm going to see Harry.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that I need that $5,000, and I can definitely put that in my, credit everything.
Yeah.
Hey, so TJ's birthday party is this weekend, And obviously, and this is very exciting, he's going out for a little dinner tonight.
Yeah.
But of course, being TJ, he's overthinking it because somebody else is celebrating a birthday as well.
I gotta ruin it for myself.
I've spent 3 days ruining it for myself.
We'll get to why TJ's anxious. You could do this every morning.
We could.
We could.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, TJ's birthday party is this weekend. And tonight, he's going out to dinner with his best friend.
Yes.
Going to the Keg.
Yeah.
Steak dinner,
big
baby. Boy.
Big night out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a resi.
Now, here's the great thing. First off, I just say a round of applause to TJ for being social on two nights in a row.
Look at that.
Come you're going to be cranky on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be in a bad mood.
That
yeah.
social tank is going to be empty. The other thing is that it's not just TJ's birthday. It's your best friend's birthday as well.
It is. My birthday is July 3rd. His birthday is yesterday. So he lives out in Vancouver, but he's just here visiting family. So we're having our communal birthday tomorrow.
Which
but
is nice.
Okay. Just tonight, me and him are going out to celebrate. But because it's 30, I'm not normally a gift person, but he's my best friend. He's turning 30. It's a big deal. So I got him a gift. And then Val asked a very simple question on Wednesday night, which was, hey, are you bringing the gift to the restaurant? And then I spent the last 48 hours or so spiraling about the answer to that question.
Why?
Because I'm really, really stressed about the idea of bringing a gift to a restaurant. I think it's really uncomfortable. I feel like I'm probably in the minority here, but like the idea of handing a bag over to somebody at a dinner and being like, here you go, and then there's a bunch of strangers sitting around eating their steak and asparagus. So my new plan to avoid that awkward moment is to not give him a gift tonight, and I'm just going to mail it to him.
No, that's bizarre. Don't. Okay. That's so odd. That's so odd.
Now, Jax and I have already had the conversation with TJ, and we've said, TJ, that's you don't need to do that.
No
one cares what kind of gift you're giving.
Yeah.
No one cares about what you guys are doing. But TJ, sometimes you know how... You know when your parents tell you something and you don't listen, but then, you know, what your cool uncle tells you something and you're like, you know, he's got a point. And it's the same thing your parents said, but it came from your cool uncle.
Because he has a convertible and he's divorced.
That's
and you're
right.
Like, ooh.
Yeah, I can relate.
Yeah.
I'll be someone's cool uncle one day. I think we need you to be the cool aunt or uncle here. And we need you to text it at 999-999 or call us at 416-872-9999. Can you please tell us, can you please tell TJ on our behalf that there's nothing wrong with bringing a gift to a restaurant for someone's birthday?
You don't have to hand it over while you're eating dinner. Just be like, when you first get there, be like, hey, I got you a little something.
No, because then he's going to hold it for the rest of the night. What if we go out after and he's walking around with a gift bag? It's weird.
Oh, no. God. We've got some other anxious texts coming in. Okay, I love this. I love this so much because TJ can take the most normal, banal thing. And he can be anxious about it.
There is one person that agrees with you, TJ. I'm with TJ from the 705. Sounds like a wedding proposal. Give it to him later. There's a lot of people that are saying just to do it afterwards. Text him to 905. Just bring him to the parking lot and say that you have a surprise for him.
I don't know if I should do that.
Yeah, I don't love that idea. Text from Montréal, Quebec. Just give him the freaking gift with two kisses on the cheek.
Yeah.
Said that you could try that.
Lean into it.
That might work in Quebec. I don't know if that works here.
Yeah.
The cheek thing. Also, I can't take him to the parking lot because I'm Ubering there.
Well, text him at 613. You can just give it to him after dinner, like when you're leaving the restaurant.
No, but then he knows it's sitting there, and it's kind of like the elephant in the room the whole meal.
I think that everyone just says just give it to, like, I love you, but nobody agrees that you shouldn't give it.
I think
that
we
you
keep
mail.
Coming back to this whole I gotta mail it to him business.
The one person who did say, they said if you mail it to him, it's gonna seem like you forgot when you didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, like Jack forgot to turn off our alarm.
Time to wake up. Yeah. Beep, beep. Sorry about that.
So here are your anxious solutions.
Okay.
You're either anxious about the perception that you forgot his birthday.
Okay.
And you mail him the gift.
Yeah.
Or you're anxious about the perception that people might be watching you give him a gift in the restaurant. And what if he gives you one?
That's the thing. I want to give you one more thing to be anxious about. You ready? Okay. So you bring him a gift because it's both of your birthdays. You bring him a gift.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, man, I didn't get TJ a gift. And then he's mad at you.
No, that's fine because that means I win.
TJ!
That's okay.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Liam Payne, or the most forgettable one from One Direction, went on a podcast.
He's not the most forgettable one.
He's arguably the...
Louis Tomlinson is the most forgettable one.
All right. Well, it's debatable. Anyway, he went on a podcast and went totally rogue talking about One Direction. I don't know if you've seen these quotes the last day or two, but they're wild. So he was on Logan Paul's podcast, which I regret having to mention, but he mentioned he got into a fight with a member of the band backstage.
Mm-hmm.
He said, there was one moment where there was an argument backstage and someone, one member in particular, threw me up a wall. So I said to him, if you don't remove those hands, there's a high likelihood you'll never use them again. And then he refused to say who it was, but then later in the podcast he said that he and Louis Tomlinson didn't always get along, saying, quote, he's my best mate now, but in the band we hated each other. Like, come to blows type of hate each other. It was close. Okay, so you're not going to mention who you fought, and then you're like, oh, I got in a fight with Louis Tomlinson.
Well, these are like teenagers in their most formative years, yes. Young men on tour. They don't necessarily, like,
and
you're in a band.
I don't know if you ever saw the One Direction documentary, but they actually open the window, and one of them pops their head outside. He's like, watch this. And he, like, walks back from the camera, opens the door, and you just hear these screams come up from the crowd that's sitting outside the hotel room. And it's like, that's just not a normal life. So, yeah, I'm sure there was some stress.
Yeah. Tensions were high. Strong right turn here, but Amber Alerts are soon going to appear on Instagram in Canada. Instagram announced Thursday it's launching Amber Alerts on the app for 25 different countries, one of them being Canada. It's going to be available in the coming weeks, and it's already begun rolling out in different places. The alerts will feature in-feed pictures of the child and description and where they were last seen. It's actually a really good idea.
It's a wonderful idea. So important.
Awesome idea.
And if you're just waking up, we got four more years of Doug. Doug Ford won a conservative majority government last night. Mm. The NDP will be the official opposition, with the Liberals coming in third. And that is what's trending. I'm TJ.
Hey, so Virgin Radio is a proud media member of the Inside Out Film Festival. It goes until June 5th, which is Sunday. And if you want to check out some of the events in person and online this weekend, you go to 99.9virginradio.ca. There's a lot of information in the events tab there, so you can check it out. Very, very excited. It's an amazing festival, and it basically showcases two SLGBTQ filmmakers from across the globe.
Yeah.
So it's not just going to be Canada. It's not just going to be North America. It's going to be
perspectives worldwide.
And I think such an amazing initiative. So definitely check that out. And obviously, if you're looking for something to do on a beautiful weekend, Inside Out's the way to go. And it's Pride Month, baby. So let's have some fun. Now, Jax wants to tell you about a self-care thing that she's been sleeping on. Right? Because, you know, as a guy, and if you're a man who has not discovered the joys of a pedicure and a manicure. Well, let me tell you, as a guy who gets them, damn, okay? Damn.
Damn.
And I used to make fun of people for getting them, and I get them all the time. Now, Jax had something that she says most people have not yet got that you must get.
Ooh.
808, she will drop that wisdom on you.
Yes.
In the meantime, it's the weekend. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio, and we want you to look after yourself. No, this isn't a contest. This is actually something that we really believe in, which is self-care. Now, one of the things that Jax is famous for is her sub and a rub days.
Oh, loves a sub and
this
a rub
day.
This
is where she goes for a Subway sandwich and then gets a massage. Now, a lot
in
of people,
that order.
I know. A lot of people would save the sandwich till after.
No, she's like, fill me up with mayo, and then I'm getting the massage.
Press on me with a full stomach, baby.
I smell like Subway for sure.
Like, you got that onion and bread smell.
Yeah, and Jax knows the people, the sandwich artists at Subway personally, too, which is because you are amazing.
No, she left. You know what hurts. Okay.
Yeah. So,
she did?
So yesterday, you got a new thing you added to your self-care arsenal.
I did.
And this is something that you swear people have been sleeping on, and you had been sleeping on.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this. What did you get done?
I got a facial massage session yesterday. So I got first of all, I've never had a facial.
Never?
And ever?
Ever. I've never had a facial.
Oh.
And I haven't had, like, I love massages, and I haven't had a facial massage. So these were combined. I went to this woman named Maria, and she was absolutely fantastic. And she, like, I was a bit nervous because it can be intimidating going into these spaces, like, where you don't know much about it. And she treated me with such grace. gentlemen, it was a ride of my life.
So what does that even look like? Okay. Yeah. Do they just put your hand and fingers all over your face or what?
It was a full rub in my face, but she did the facial first. And then the whole thing was like 2 hours. It was
2 hours?
Yeah, it was unreal. No, she was so good. It was so good. So
I'm out.
Time.
For that reason, I am out.
First of all, the facial I had. And I want to start by saying that when you go to get a facial, you have to put on this like it's like a cloth, but you wear it like a towel.
Okay.
I had never done that before, and I put it on like a frontwards cape around my
really?
Neck.
Like a bib?
Like a bib, yeah. And okay. She came in, and she was like, oh. And she was like, in many, many years that I've been working, I've never seen anybody do that with their with theirs.
That's an interesting interpretation.
So I had to change, I had to adjust, and then she came back in. So we did like, she checked on my skin, like am I dry, am I oily, gave me a full analysis on my skin. So I learned a lot about my skin. And then she did something, it's called dermaplaning.
Never heard of it.
Oh, yeah, dermaplaning.
Okay, so listen to this, guys. Dermaplaning, unreal. So what they do is they like essentially shave a layer of your skin off.
Oh, okay.
No, it's really, really good because it gets rid of like dead skin cells.
Okay, totally.
And like blackheads and stuff like that. And my mustache. So my mustache is gone. But no, honestly, it was like I'm touching my face right now and it feels like I'm like 8. You know what I mean? Like a little baby face. So it was unreal. And then she massaged me. And she like massaged my eyelids and my cheeks and around my lips and my nose. I fell asleep.
Of course you did.
While I was very relaxed. It was one of the coolest experiences I've ever had. So not only do I have no mustache, I have a very relaxed face now.
Did you get a sub afterwards?
Do you want to know the funny part?
I do.
I had Subway for dinner.
No
yes.
way! So it was a sub and a rub day.
But it was unreal. And okay. I'm a facial girl now. Like, I'm going to get facials.
So I had...
Jax.
I had... and you're going to laugh at me here, but I'm a big believer in... You know, manicures are fine, but pedicures are big.
Yeah.
Pedicures are big, and I'll tell you why. So when I was working outside, like, as a landscaper,
yeah.
I found that my steel-toe boots would, like... create a lot of like callusing around my feet.
Yeah.
And this sounds super gross, but much like Jax's mustache, when you get a proper pedicure, they deal with
back.
That. They shave that down.
Yeah.
As gross as that sounds. And there was like, it was so bad that I had like pain spots in it. And so they had to, like, I had to go through several sessions to clear it out.
Yeah, it's
And
hard.
I swear to you, if you work like jobs where you've got to wear big boots and that sort of thing. Yeah. Go get one. It'll change your life. And even if you don't, if you've got like a callus buildup or whatever, definitely go get that done because it will change the way you walk. Like I would walk around and it would just hurt. And then I just kind of was like that.
Well, I feel like men like have this like, I don't know, the stereotype about like pedicures. Manicures.
Yeah, oh,
like,
yeah,
there's like
do.
A feministic aspect to it. And it's not true. It's like feet are feet are feet
also,
are feet.
It's a great date.
Yeah.
You bring your girlfriend
and
do that. She's like, you're having a good day.
Ugh.
Yeah. So Natalie and I go do that now.
I love that.
It's the best.
I love
she
that.
She takes a lot longer than I do, though, because we don't, I don't get my nails painted, but you know, that sort of thing.
Not yet.
So here's the question. 999-99 to
text. Do you have a mustache?
416-872-9999. Do you have a mustache? Whose mustache is greater, TJ's or Jax's? And the actual real question is, what's the self-care thing that people are sleeping on? Like, it's the weekend. It's going to be sunny and gorgeous. What do I need to sign myself up for to make it that much better? Hit us up. Again, it's 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text on Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
From the 647, I think people are sleeping on getting enough sleep. This is coming from a psychology major, as pretentious as that sounds. Getting enough sleep and going to bed and waking up at the same time every night is so beneficial for you both physically and mentally.
There's times where, like, you know, I'm talking to my family or whatever, and I'm like, am I agitated by this person or did I not get enough sleep last night? And usually it's the latter.
Always.
Yeah, it
usually
could be
it's
the
on
latter,
me.
But it's always nice to blame the former, isn't it?
No, sleep's always the first reason, for sure.
For sure.
From the 647, freeze a cucumber. Then in the morning, when you wash your face, rub it all over your face. It helps you wake up and is extremely brightening. Plus, then you can eat it after.
My girlfriend does that, but she has an ice roller. So she leaves it in
I
the
heard
freezer.
Those are great.
And it like apparently it helps with puffiness, but also headaches.
Yeah.
And blood flow.
I get a lot of headaches, especially because my neck gets super tight. Yeah. So if I need to kind of do that in the morning, I get to use it.
The text from Peterborough says boudoir shoots are the most empowering self-care.
And like so good. They're so, so good for self-esteem and also just like freeing and self-expression. Beautiful.
From the 647, OMG ladies vajacial?
Vajacials. Yeah. So they like help. It's like exfoliating like the bikini line and like lower areas. Really, really good for your skin and your pH balance.
Last one from the 905. My ex was a massage therapist and I work with my hands. So she would give me these hand massages.
Oh.
You would not believe how much tension is in a blue collar worker's hands.
Oh, yeah.
Life changing,
yeah.
I swear.
Yeah. I can say that. You know what's interesting? So I have this big scar on my thumb because I was, believe it or not, I was cutting up boxes for the recycling bin when I was in grade 8.
Oh,
and it was a new X-Acto knife and I slipped and I cut down my my thumb. And it looks like a pirate scar now. But I went in because I have jaw problems and I've got neck problems. So I went into my clinic, Rebalance.
Yep.
And the guy, you're not going to believe this. The guy says to me, he's like, what's your problem? He's like, I think you got TMJ. And he's like, 99% of people who say they have TMJ do not have TMJ. So let's talk about injuries or whatever. And I'd forgotten about the scar. I'm like, well, I don't have any injuries or whatever. So he's feeling around. He's like, hey, did you ever have any whatever on your hands? Let me see your hands. And so I show him the scar and he's like, when did the jaw problems start? I said, 15, 16. And he's like, when did you get that cut? And I said, 13, 14.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. So essentially what happened was and I don't know how this works, but my nervous system was overcompensating for the damage I did to my thumb.
Yeah.
And what it's doing is it's tightening, and which makes my shoulders tight, which makes my neck tight, which pulls on my jaw, which makes it click and pop. Isn't that nuts?
Muscles and skin and fascia, like they store so much memory and so much tension in there. It's all related. So it's wild.
So now I have to go and they're like, we have to teach your body to unlearn how to tense up. And they say most of it is going to come from your hands. And I was like, that is nuts. It's crazy.
Wow.
So yeah, hand massages is where it's at.
Can I read one text that just came in that's actually like really good for overthinkers and people pleasers?
Yeah, I love this.
If you think people hate you, sleep. If you hate people, eat.
Yeah.
I love that.
Perfect.
Simple.
Ladies and gentlemen.
If this is your first time hearing the Friday Face-Off, it's this. Jax picks a song, TJ picks a song, I pick a song. And it's up to you to tell us which one you want to hear. And for us, it's who has the superior musical taste. This is bragging rights, baby, for the week.
This is big.
So we are going to try to sell you. It's like an election of songs. We're going to try to get elected.
Yeah.
Your premier of good music.
And Jax is the conservative party.
Because she always wins.
No matter what, she's always winning.
Hey.
Please don't call me that.
So I did want to throw this at you. We have a really special theme this week, and it's Justin Bieber. He's in town next week. Jax, you're going to the show.
I am on Wednesday night. Yeah, Michelle and I are going to go see him.
So we've each picked a Justin Bieber song, and Jax, tell us what yours was and why you picked it.
I'm going back to 2010, a simpler time where Justin Bieber and Ludacris came together and they created the masterpiece that is Baby. My first love broke my heart for the first time. Tell when I was like, baby,
baby, baby. Oh, like, baby, baby, baby. No. It's hard to hate this.
It is hard to hate it.
Like, I want to bop to this.
I know.
I always love the Ludacris line in this song. She woke me up daily.
Yeah.
Don't need no Starbucks. I was like, Luda, God. Yeah.
Classic.
made billions off that line. Yeah.
Ludacris didn't even need to rhyme. He would just sound like Ludacris, and that was enough.
Yeah.
Okay, so TJ, you got the next pick. Who do you got? What do you got?
I see this song as Justin Bieber's first, air quotes, radio song, which is why it holds a special
big hit.
Yeah, this is why it holds a special place in my heart.
No.
It's also one of his best songs of all time. It's Justin Bieber, As Long As You Love Me. Like, the drop alone is so good. Also, the song's 10 years old.
Oh.
Yeah, it makes me want to throw up. Wait for it.
Damn.
Come on. Damn.
TJ's too young to have played Baby on the radio, but I can tell you that Baby was the first. One Time was big, but it never was a regular radio song. Baby was the first hit. Did you hear
TJ.
I'm just throwing that out there, and that's only because TJ, I'm old.
Yeah, I was in high school, and you were working on your retirement plan.
I was working on 99.9 Virgin
only
Radio.
2 years apart. Stop it.
No, it's more than that. It's
three years.
It's
apart.
Four. It's a big one. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Quick math over here.
Now this one, this song. When we first played this, I'll never forget it. I was doing afternoons, and I went home and listened to it like 10 times in a row. And my girlfriend at the time came home and said, "What are you listening to? This is like you've played this song like 40 times." I love this song. It's DJ Snake and Justin Bieber.
Oh, no.
Let Me Love You.
That's pretty good.
By the way, DJ Snake had a run and then just disappeared. Where's DJ Snake now?
In the grass, shedding his skin. Snake shed their skin.
I also really like the video for this where they're robbing banks and then they're in a hotel room throwing money around and making out. Always sounds like it'd be fun. Don't you think that'd be fun?
Yeah.
For like 3 minutes? Anyway.
I mean, it's legal. Yeah.
So, are you Team Jax? Are you Team TJ? Are you Team Adam Wilde?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right. Now, we did a Justin Bieber themed Friday face-off. So Jax picked Baby. Mm-hmm. TJ, you picked what?
As Long As You Love Me.
Right.
Which is exactly how he is supposed to say it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jax, are you okay over there?
I just moved my water bottle, you know?
In the middle of a great point.
I'm nervous.
What are the text messages saying?
From the 705, I knew Jax would pick Baby, but hell no to that. Go TJ, As Long As You Love Me, that dubstep drop is it. Another text from the 416. It's a slam dunk for Adam.
Whoa.
Team Adam. What was your pick again, Adam?
Let Me Love You.
Last one here from the 905. I really hope that everybody chooses the song Baby because it's such a good energy song, and I need that on a Friday morning.
Yeah.
What a really nice, responsible text.
Justin's in town next week. That's why we did this theme. Producer Leah, you have tabulated all the votes, and it comes down to you. Who wins?
Let me just start off by saying you guys really cared this morning about voting for Justin Bieber. You guys really care.
Yep.
I appreciate that. But there's a clear winner here. And that winner goes out to Adam.
What?
Let Me Love You.
No
yeah. Way. Yes. Way.
I'm shook.
Cheater.
Look at them. They're very upset.
I'm so happy.
He made it up.
Here's Let Me Love You. And
stop
the steal.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We have an incredible contest starting on Monday. Staycation or vacation? $5,000, guys. $5,000. You can stay at home, or we can send you to New York. You can see Harry Styles in New York, and you can live like a VIP in New York. Your call. Text WIN now or at any time this weekend, as many times as you want, 999-999. We're going to start calling out names 7 a.m.
You got it.
Monday morning.
I take the money.
Would you take the money?
I would take the money. I would not, like, Harry Styles is cool, but money would be great.
But just like your home.
Yeah, I like staying home. Yeah. Also, my home is still
destroyed
from the flood.
The Harry Styles concert is completely sold out in New York. There's
I know.
No way of getting in. And so this is very exclusive. Yeah. You sure you want to make that decision?
Yeah,
you
know, are you sure?
Here's what I love about this, too, is this vacation, you don't have to plan anything. It's already done.
It's
done for you.
Yeah, but then again, there's a lump sum of money that could be in your bank account, and that's... pretty nice.
Well, guys, it's not up to us because we have no business winning this.
Yeah, you're right.
That's true.
Actually, it's illegal
nobody
for
asked
us to win.
Nobody did ask
nobody
us.
Nobody asked you, TJ, to be honest.
So,
yeah, that's fair.
So, listen, we just hope.
Let me
hey,
just
TJ.
Take up space.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? I'm TJ, and I'm going to insert that. We hope that you have a fantastic weekend. It's going to be sunny and beautiful and lovely, and it's the first weekend of Pride, too,
yeah,
so we hope you enjoy that as well.
Be safe and take care of each other, especially when you're celebrating.
And Jacqueline.
Yes.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
I hope it doesn't go bad.
TJ,
I hope it doesn't.
Wow.
We'll see you Tuesday. TJ and I will be back Monday. We love you.
Love you.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.